said to her, I'm in trouble and pain, every day's the same, I need help from you. She said to him, set your sail towards home, for the light I shine is reflecting you. And he sailed o'er the sea with the sun in the sky, and the moon came round and the clouds rolled by. Every day he looked out, set his heart on her, lighten up my mind, purify my soul. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me, all of me, all of me, all of me, oh. He said out loud, I want you to be my lighthouse, guiding me home and free. In the darkest night, I can look towards you, find comfort in the light. The reply he heard is, the light I shine is reflecting the light of you all the time. The light of me is the glory of you. If I'm a lighthouse, you're a lighthouse too. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me, all of me, all of me, all of me.
I'll smile, I know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm doing
to move ahead uninterruptedly into this pranic journey definitely needs courage and also technique. It should become creative. It should become a joy, a bliss. It should become easy. If it is not easy, it cannot continue for a long time. It should become magical. So when you try to explore this journey of food freedom, this journey of breatharian life, The greatest enemies which you encounter are your own sanskars, your own addictions, your own deeper attachments, your own previous food patterns, your own slavery. Every day we are seeing how to make this journey an enjoyment. It is not the journey of denial. It is not the journey of refusal. It is not the journey of suppression or repression. It is not just the journey of health benefit. It is not the journey of detox. It is not the journey to reduce weight or to gain weight. It is, in fact, not the physical journey at all. It is not a material journey. It is the jump into the higher consciousness. It is to become soul more and body less. It is to become energy worker, energy worker who does energy cultivation. So this is the process of energy cultivation, where we cultivate energy by various means, by various tools, and that becomes and altogether, new play, new joy. So we already completed 9 days of this pranic journey. And today we are entering into the 10th. And today we will see the magic of pranic journey, the magic of pranic living. And the magic of pranic living is just one word. And that word is connection. That word is connection. So long as you remain isolated, you are not pranic. Somebody might be doing some experiments with food, but that doesn't make him pranic. Somebody might be on just fruits from last 10 years. But he is not pranic. Somebody might be consuming just raw from last 20 years, but he is not pranic. Pranic is cosmic consciousness. It has less to do with outside. It has more to do with mind mastery and mental reprogramming. The journey starts in mind and goes beyond mind. The journey starts with body, but it doesn't stop there. It enters into the unlimited consciousness. So today we will see just this one word, connection. Unless and until you get connected, you cannot become pranic liver. What connection? There are about 8 kinds of connections. Before that, we need to understand few words. Most of you know, and yet. One is twin flames. Second is soulmate. Third is life partner. For this karmic partner, then ancestors, then soulless portal, there are different words which are used, soul kindred. So these are the different people with whom we get connected. The first and the topmost are twin flames. Twin flame is only one. There are two bodies, but one soul. they are not needed. They don't want even to stay together because there is no, the connection is so strong. There are two bodies, but as if they are one soul. They are energetically connected. The frequency, everything matches. You cannot have more than one, only one. Then there are soulmates. Soulmates, they match with each other. Soulmates, they are compatible with each other. They may not be married, they may not be life partners, yet they are very intrinsically connected with each other. They are known as soulmates. Not necessarily male or female, they can be male-male or female-female. But very strongly connected. Their everything matches, their likes, their dislikes, their frequency, everything. Life partner, they are just staying together. There is no connection. They might be, may not be. Husband and wife are there, but there is a huge difference. They are operating independently in their own minds. No connection. Or they might be connection. They might be soul mates. They might be twin flames. Not necessary. Or they might be in the same room, two persons are there, but there is 5,000 mile difference. No connection. They are working in the same department, same room, same home, same family, same center. Yet, they have no business. Then, karmic partners. Ill-fitted souls. They come together and suffer together, or they make you suffer. And you cannot just escape from them. They are karmic partners. That person can be one or many. And they keep changing also. Once the karmic account finishes, you meet a new person and the new karmic account starts. And the new connection starts. Ancestor. There are also soul connections. There are certain souls who come into your life and they are like parents and they keep giving sustenance. They need not to be your biological parents, but they give you sustenance. Then soulless portal. They are the enemies who create obstacles in your path. They don't allow you to grow spiritually. If you want to grow spiritually, they will create obstacles. They are soulless portal. Portal is gate. Then there are soul kindreds. Soul kindreds, they match frequencies. That's it. If you love red color, they will also love red color. So they just match. That's it. Not more than that. There are different groups of souls, people. They are connected. Definitely they are connected. You are also connected with your enemies. But we are not talking of these connections today. We are connecting with some, we will discuss some other different 8 types of connections. These were the types of people. The different connections. Unless and until you get connected, you cannot enjoy this pranic living. And what connection? We need to get connected so that we sustain others with our pranic light. There is a free exchange of pranic energy between others and you. So the first thing to get connected is breath. Your breath. You have to connect yourself with your breath. The breath is coming in, breath is coming out. Connect yourself with this breath. Sit and close the eyes and watch the breath. The breath comes, the breath goes. But don't attach anything. Pure breath. Pure breath. Don't add any thought. Don't add any image. Don't add any name, any mantra, any practice, any visualization, any soma, nothing. Pure breath. Just focus at this area. Below the nostril and above the upper lip. This small area here. And then see what happens. The breath is coming in, the breath is going out. The breath is coming in, the breath is going out. Just this much. Breath awareness. You get connected with yourself. If you use any mantra or numbering, the process will become very easy. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. It is very easy. Or you attach the name of your god or goddesses, Ram, Ram, Ram. It becomes easy. Shiv, 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 and it becomes easy. Or you create some visualization. Love is going inside and love is coming out. So it becomes easy. Your mind will become focused very fast. But our aim is not that at present. We are focusing only on breath. Do not attach anything. Pure breath. It is difficult. Because why, you know, it is difficult. The moment you do it, your mind will get split. It will either rush in the past or future. How you cannot focus on the breath for a long time. It will rush in the past memories or it will create future imaginations. So it will be very difficult. But yes, this is the process. Why this is to be done? Because if you attach any other thing, you will get peace of mind for temporary. For some time. If you attach anything, your mind will get easily focused. But if you just focus on breath, you will enter into subconscious. The vices are in the subconscious mind. Vikar. If you want to see them, it is very difficult to see vikar. When I am angry, I am unconscious. It's only when the anger settles, then I can peep and see, oh, I was angry. When I am in the grip of lust, passion, I am totally unconscious, comatose. I don't know what is happening. When I come out of it, then I understand, oh, that was vikar. So how to see vices? How to see vikar? Breath is one of the method. Watch breath and you watch your vikar. But this is a long practice. It is not a one-day game. Keep practicing anapan sati. Keep practicing. So if you want to deeply connect with your own being, you need to connect with breath. The breath going, don't try to manipulate breath. Don't try doing pranayama. It is not pranayama. It is not manipulation of breath. Deep breathing, bhastrika and anulom vilom and kapal bhati and bahya pranayam and ujjayi pranayam and omkar. No business. That is needed. You can do that at another time. This is different. That has got different meaning. This has got different purpose. Here our aim is to reach subconscious. Those other things you can create and visualization and your for your health, it is good for opening lungs. For physical health reasons, other things are okay. Or getting mental peace, they are okay. But here we want to connect with ourselves. Because our breath is connected with karma. When your mind is agitated, your breath becomes fast. When you are angry, your breath is fast. By looking at the breath with equanimity, with samatha, with equipoise, you become stable. So practice this breath awareness 1 hour at least in 24 hours. You just practice for 5 minutes and you will get up. It is so tough. Sit like this and watch. Within 2 minutes, you will feel mind is wandering here and there. Mind is so restless. This restlessness and agility of the mind will come to your, will be known to you when you will start doing this breath awareness. Even now, whilst you are sitting, you see how your breath is going. It is tough, but that will take you to the portals of unconscious and subconscious. So the first is breath. If you want to deeply connect and begin this pranic living, you have to connect with breath. You have to understand breath. You have to know breath. This is the journey of breatharian life. We need nothing but breathing, nothing else. Breath is your food. Air is your food. Cosmic light is your food. When you move the hand like this, you should feel as if you have drunk water, because there is a moisture in the atmosphere. But at present you will not feel, because you are eating such processed and very hard food, which is a tax on your system. So body is so dense and gross, it is pure body consciousness. When you become light, you move the hand and you feel the air. You feel the energy which is around, everywhere. The energy is around you. The energy is upon me. I am energy. So you can exchange energy. Your hands become healer, a transmitter, an energy transmitter. We are energy beings. We are light beings. We are beings of light. We are spirits. We are souls. We are not body. So you should feel that energetic connection. You can sense. Your extra senses become sharp. You can see what others don't. You can smell what others don't. You walk on the grass and you feel. You walk on the barefoot, you feel. Telekinesis, clairvoyance, clairaudience. Your mind becomes sharp and pure. You can read emotions. The second is body. You have to know what is your body. So second connection is connection with this body. Close the eyes and sit. And watch what's happening. Right from the top of the head to the tips, finger toes. Move down, move up. Move down, move up. Move down, move up. Keep on scanning up and down and up and down. This is not Yoga Nidra. Yoga Nidra is an entirely different thing. It has visualization. This is not visualization. We see things yathabhut, as they are. Sensations. Watch the sensations. Start from the face. That should be the chronological order, and go follow the same chronological order. Begin from the face. Then come to neck, then go to the right side of the body, your hand, finish the right hand, come to the left hand, left arm, then go to the trunk, chest and abdomen, then go to the back, then go to the legs. One round should take at least 10 minutes, minimum 10 minutes, you can go more. So when you sit, watch this much area. This much area, this much, this much, this much. And what sensations are there? Pain, itching, heat, cold. Something is happening all the time. And these sensations are connected to subconscious mind. So by observing these sensations, you understand their temporary nature. And you watch those, that temporary nature with equanimity. So when you do this, automatically, you start understanding your body deeply. There is a pain in the knee when you sit like this and you feel there is a deep pain happening. Now, you do not react to this pain. Oh, the pain. Oh, this pain. That pain. Oh, itching. Oh, tingling. Oh, numbness. No. You watch that numbness with detached observership. There is a pain. I know there is a pain, but it is changing. It is changing. It is changing. It will change. Soon it is gone here. It's gone here. It's gone there. It's gone here. It's moving. It is splitting. It is transitory. It is ephemeral. It is not permanent. So I watch the transitory nature of this pain. I am not getting attached to any pleasurable sensation, nor I am developing repulsion for any unpleasurable sensation. I remain in the state of samatha. This is known as samatha meditation. I remain stable and watch everything with equanimity. When you learn to watch the sensation, in today's Sakar Murli Baba said, if there is a defamation, if there is a praise, no matter what happens, you should not give up study. But how not to give up study? It is only by watching sensations that you develop equanimity. Without that, it's very tough, very difficult. So the second connection is with your body. You know there is a pain, but you watch the pain. You know there is an itching, you don't itch, but you watch it. You just keep watching and see that you remain in a protected room. You try whatever clothes you want, everything, and watch. Watching. Keep watching, watching, watching. A stage comes when the body doesn't remain. Only waves, nothing else. And then you don't have to say, I'm soul. The result is that you are soul. So the third point of connection is soul. These are just the preparation. Now you come to the main point, soul. Watch the journey of the soul. I am soul and deeply feel the point of light, the point of conscient being. Am I really a soul? Where I was in the soul world, this is not my world. My world is up there and I have descended from there. And I'm moving from one body into another body. These are all the material bodies in front of me. 84 bodies you see in front of me. How I move from one body to another. Third body, fourth body, fifth body, sixth body, 84th body. These are the bodies. And I am not body. I am not physical being. I am metaphysical being. I am very subtlest point of light. A subtlest point of energy. I am a being of light. I am a being of energy. So when you are energy, you just play with energy. That's it. You move hand like this and you feel the energy. The energy ball you create. And you can project it anywhere. So connect deeply with your soul. Fourth, God. Connect with Baba very deeply in remembrance. Every Murli you see, he just says one thing. Remember me alone. In today's Murli, if Baba said, if you divorce me, everything will finish. Yet, the greatest fool, if you want to see, they are here. So deeply connect with God. Keep talking with him. Yesterday we saw, I talk with you. I listen to you. I touch you. I understand you. I know you. I love you. I remember you. I have all relationships with you. I surrender unto you. I feel you. I enjoy your company. I live with you. I praise you. I talk about you. I thank you. I have all being. My everything is with you. My world starts with you and my world ends with you. You are the be all and end all. Sarve sarva. So fourth is God. Next, places. Connect with places. So this, now we are entering into the territory of Sakash. Now connect yourself with different places. As if there is one place. And feel the vibrations of that place. Move Australia, America, Europe, Asia. Everywhere, all the five continents. You emerge every day. Europe, you went to America, Africa, Asia, Australia. All the five continents. They are one. Today's Murli Baba said, everything is one island. One island, surrounded by ocean. He remembered Vasco da Gama also. Everything is one. Next, souls. Connect with all the souls of the world. I am not alone. I am connected with everyone, everything, every soul I am. We are one with everyone. And what you can do is you can create, I am filled with golden light. I am surrounded by a golden light. I am a creating a pranic chamber. Or you create a pranic bubble and immerse the whole world into that pranic bubble and breath life into that pranic bubble. So you sustain the whole world with that pranic energy. So create a bubble and put all the souls into that bubble and breath and life energy into that bubble. Like this, you create a pranic bubble and enter energy. So souls, you connect yourself with all souls. Your laukik, your alaukik, all, emerge all the souls of the world. They are sannyasis, they are bhagats, they are everything, whatever you know of. But connect with them, all the souls. Then five elements. You connect with five elements. The earth, walk barefoot. The wind, stand and feel the wind. The tree, run, first come to the five elements. The sky, the earth, the air, the fire. Connect with everything in meditation. So connection with five elements. Next, last, animal kingdom and plant kingdom. You connect with plants, you connect with animals. They are one. They will not harm you. This is a journey of harmlessness. This is a journey of fearlessness. Why they will harm you? You are full of energy. You are full of non-violence. So this is a pranic connection. Total 8. First, breath. Second, body. Third, soul. Fourth, God. Fifth, places. Sixth, all the souls. Seventh, five elements. And eight, animal and plant kingdom. So you become one. Like this song says, everything I am, mujhe meri masti kahan le aayi, jahan mere apne siwa kuch nahi hai. Everything is me, nothing is there except me. The whole world is one thing and that I am. Everything is included in me. You have expanded your consciousness to that level. Laga ab pata mujhko hasti ka mere, bina mere to ye jahan kuch nahi hai. Nothing exists without me. Sabhi mein sabhi se pare main hi main hu, siva mere apne kahan kuch nahi hai. Na dukh hai, na sukh hai, na shok kuch bhi, ajab masti hai aur piya kuch nahi. I have not drunk anything and yet intoxicated. This is a different intoxication, a very different intoxication. Ye sagar, ye lehre, ye jhag aur ye boonde, sapna hai sab jal ke siva kuch nahi hai. Are main hi mauj aur anand mera, hai masti hi masti, piya kuch nahi. Laga ab pata mujhko hasti ka mere, bina mere to ye jahan kuch nahi hai. Everything is me. Because I am connected with everything, everything is connected to me. There are not two different divisions, this country, that country, every country is my country. Everything, I am omnipresent, ubiquitous, I am everything. I am in everything, pantheism and also omnipresence. So you become so expanded consciousness. This is pranic living. When you come to this conclusion, now you don't need food much. Because this is your food. Prana. Ye parda duika. This dualism is gone. This parda, this curtain, this veil, this veneer has thrown down. Hatakar jo dekha, sabhi ek mein hai, juda kuch bhi nahi. Brahm ye duika mujhko hua tha, mitaya jo isko khafa kuch nahi. So everything is me. Om Shanti.
Tvameva mata cha pita, tvameva, tvameva bandhuscha sakha, tvameva, tvameva vidya dravinam, tvameva, tvameva sarvam mama deva deva. Hills and valleys and mountains make me feel one with nature. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Hills and valleys and mountains. deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. 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 Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive.